Sometimes in life, you ask yourself, who I am and where am I going? Sometimes in life, we feel the pressure, we get overwhelmed with our emotions. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled, Who Am I? It's life. There's a lot of things happening around you. Okay, we all try to navigate our way to success. We all want to be the best version of ourselves. But how are we gonna get there if you don't know who you are? Okay, sometimes you might know who you are. You might know what you want. But sometimes, at the same time, you get lost along the way. You don't know. You lose who you are. You ask yourself, am I still going in the right direction? Because I just feel as if I'm losing control. Here's what I will tell you. You are you for a reason. You might get lost along the way. It's not like you don't know who you are. But we all get lost in this life. Sometimes you might feel like what you're doing is not meant for you. You might feel like you as a African child, or you as a European child, or you as an American, you as a child from Southern America, or a child from the Middle East, or a child from Asia, you might feel like it's not meant for you some things. Why? I will tell you. You might feel like background disadvantages you. You might feel like some things are meant for people who have a lot of money. Some things are meant for those who are at the top of you. And you are pushing your own self in your own unique levels. And you think like there's nothing happening around you. You don't see it. You think as if nothing is happening and you want to throw away the towel. Here's what I'm gonna tell you. Here's why you are you. Even if you may look similar to someone in your family member, and they may tell you that you have your aspects of your great uncle or your father, you are you for a reason. You came here to make your own imprint in this world. You didn't come here to share anyone's light. Okay, you didn't come here to be a photocopy of someone who is part of your family. You didn't come here to just dwell and relax under a spotlight. You didn't come here to be someone who is going to just sit on the bench and say, it's fine, I don't know who I am. Dig deep in yourself. Search yourself. Do not search what's around you. Search what's in you. Because what's deep there lies beautiful minerals that if you yourself, you dig deep enough to those minerals which are within you, and you are able to expose them upwards to what you want to become, I'm telling you, you're gonna do a lot of good things. You just have to dig in deep to those minerals which are sitting there. Yes, I might sound as if I'm crazy, okay? I also thought like there's nothing that I would do in my life, okay? Sometimes some people like me just need a bit of a waking up to your comfort zone and shake it for it to be shaken by a certain strategic event for you to be opened up. Some people are just smart, out of the box, out of the cannon. They're smart, they're bright. Doesn't mean that then if you think you are blurry at the beginning of your life, you're gonna stick to being blurry. You see, it's like that other book which I went through, like which says, why does a student end up working for a C student? Let me tell you why. You see, a student is those type of people who just come out brilliant, they don't have them, their mind doesn't have to be that deep for them to get their minerals earlier. And then an AC student is an average learner. For them to be able to get flying colors, it's hard work compared to someone who is an A student. Why is it so? Let me tell you why. It doesn't mean that a C student is not clever. It doesn't mean that a C student lacks the capability of having good grades. No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that what an A student does, it means a C student must do it 3 times. If a student studies once a day, a C student must just continue to study and push themselves each and every day. Sometimes an A student might just relax. It doesn't mean that a C student must relax, but what changes along the way is that what I'm saying. Some people, like, their fortune are blurry. They're still digging within themselves, and the minute they dig deep and they get near their minerals, and they start to turn. And when they start to turn, that's when they start to become a diamond. They start to shine. That's why you see an A student comes back to work for who? A C student. Because after, it's like a C student is just type of a person who is a diamond in the rust. That diamond might be dusty and everything. It needs to be polished and cleaned up for everyone to see that the diamond is beautiful. Who does that? No one's gonna come then and shape you. But you have to trust in the process that there's no mistake in who you are. And definitely, you're gonna go places if you are you. You know, you'll find people because they can't find their own path. They can't find who they are. You'll find people that are just in the middle. They don't know. Today they're pretending to be JB. Tomorrow they will be pretending to be the Drakes of this world. And tomorrow they are pretending to be the CR7s that are playing soccer. They're all over the place. Instead of them looking for who they are, what are their capabilities? Yes, if you can do all of them, well, it's good for you, but it's not everyone who can do it. Find who you are. If you find that passion which you love, that mineral within you, it's not the golds of this world, it's not the silvers, it's not the platinums, it's not the iron ores, or it's not the aluminium. What is in you is the passion, okay? You just need to find something which you like, okay? Don't go because of what your friends like. If that's the issue sometimes with people. You'll find the person is all over the place, following the dreams of his friends. You ask him, are those your dreams? No, they're not my dreams. I was just tagged along because I have no role in what I want to be like. Okay? It's not about you chasing anyone else. It's about you in life discovering who you are and being good at that. Okay? Also, I sometimes struggle and ask myself, am I at the right place? Is podcasting for me? Is writing books for me? All of these, when you are alone, they come. Okay? These things, they're tricky. Life is just a journey. It's a journey. Okay? When things are not moving, you are bound to ask yourself, are these things mine? Okay? Because I don't see any reason which it's pointing to me. That's how sometimes we feel in life. I won't lie to you. I also feel that way sometimes. I get to ask myself, why? Why should I do what I'm doing? Okay? But in me, something tells me that, look, JB, today, tomorrow, or the following day, it might not be your day. You might not get your big break which you are chasing after in the near future. You might get it after 2 or 3 years. That's a timeline. That's a long way. What does that require? It requires a workaholic lifestyle. What's a workaholic lifestyle, you ask me? A workaholic lifestyle is a lifestyle where you know that each and everything which comes, you have to work for it. So, you have to, along your life, discovering who you are, you must also adopt a workaholic lifestyle. You see, no one likes this. Okay? You see, sometimes you'll find people that are wearing top things from top to bottom. If you look what they are wearing, it's not cheap clothing. It's a very expensive thing. It's a very expensive clothing which they have there. They have a lot of things which are expensive. But funny thing, they don't want to work for it. That's the problem, okay? If you want to discover who you are in life, if you know you have been blurry, you have been missing opportunities, dig deep within yourself, adapt the workaholic lifestyle, okay? Work time and time again. If you know that your big break is not near, yes, you will ask yourself, why don't you give up? Yeah, I tell you, why don't you give up? Giving up is for, from my point of view, for people who have no direction. You have a direction. You just don't have a big break which you are looking for. Does that mean that you have to give up? No. If you give up, you're giving up too soon. You're just throwing the towel very early. Who will recognize you if you decided to throw in the towel very early? No one will recognize you. I know people in the music industry who started a long time. Who started, let's take, they started this year, 2021. And then they might get their big break at the year of, let's take 7 or 4 or 5 years, they get a big break. You see, sometimes it takes time, these things. And then we also see people in the music industry. They appear today, they get their big break tomorrow. It differs from people to people. It differs from who you are. And it doesn't mean that if things are not working out now, the sun will not shine tomorrow. Definitely, you are not the control of time. But if you don't apply the workaholic lifestyle, I'm telling you, nothing will work out. I'm trying my best also to work times and time again to pull myself around. Even if I see like nothing is going on, I try by all means to push myself. Because if I don't push, who's going to push my life? If I don't work for myself, who's going to work for me? Because those people who are surrounding you, your siblings, your friends, when they get successful, yes, congratulate them. Say congratulations. But remember, at the end of the day, it's their life. They know who they are. They have discovered where they want to be in the next 5 years when they graduate. Also, when you want to graduate, do your thing alone. Do not go into roots and want people to decide for you. You decide for yourself who you want to be in this world. There are a lot of careers. There are a lot of choices. You don't need to be forced to go to school if you don't feel like you don't need, if you feel like you don't require to go to tertiary. Open, tell them, ask for support. They give you support. You open up a small business and you push. Move around, do things, move around with your life, do different things. You are unique, but one thing you must know, you are you for a reason, and you're not here to be a quitter. You're not here to be a crybaby. You are here to be strong. You are here to fight for your destiny. You are here to be the person who you are meant to be. Don't be fooled and don't be guided by others. Take your own path. Doesn't mean that if you see a road, a path which is full of uncertainty, no one from your family has ever took it. Take it. It's meant for you. You never know what reward you may reap by taking that unknown path. You might get there. Things start working well for you, you hit wonders. Everyone looks at you, they congratulate you. It's just a matter of you saying, I am who I am. Everyone around me has discovered who they want to be. Why should I follow their roots if I can create my own way? Okay? You don't have to get along the highway which your family has been going through. You just need to get your own road. Drive through that road. Create your own way. Create what you have to do. If things are falling up into line in your imagination, use your imagination to do different things, to boost your knowledge, to take you to places. It's all in you. You just have to dig deep and believe that everything you do is worth it. I'm JB State from Ochun Radio, an author of a book titled Pieces of Life. Soon coming up is Bless M Poems Volume 1. We just have to push ourselves. I'm pushing myself. I'm trying to be who I am. It doesn't mean that I won't be successful. It just takes time. Some people, their destiny is just arrives faster, but you don't have to give up. We just have to work hard. This one of who I am reminds me of this other, this chapter five of Pieces of Life, where I see some people want to sit under a tree and have they have this other lifestyle of, they just want to sit under a tree and have an AMG next to them without working, without discovering who you are. You just want to have a Mercedes-Benz, a Lamborghini next to you. You don't have to, you're not working for it. You didn't do anything. You didn't discover your own route. You just want to see it there. You want to have a big house. You want to have a big mansion. Everything in this life comes when you have discovered who you are and where you are going, and what is destined for you will never be taken. I'm JB State. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Good Pods, Podpulu as JB State, and you can find me on Twitter as JB State 2. Never be too shy to explore yourself, and always explore yourself to the limit for you to discover who you are. Thank you.